pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
We're so gallantly gleaming? Gallantly something, I don't know. I don't really know the lyrics to the national anthem. I mean, you know, I'm a citizen, but it wasn't by choice, you know, I wasn't born here, so I was just shoved on a little raft, a little rubber tube, and, you know, sent down the river. So that's the Lucas Mateus story. Hey everybody, it is me, Lucas Mateus, or as the Mexican women I work with say, Lucas! Is that Lucas? Yeah, it's me, it's still me. Is that Lucas? It's still me. I just, you know, I walked out of the room to grab a trash bag, I'm back, and it's still me. Is that Lucas? It's me, Lucas Mateus. The date is, it's May. May 9th, 2023. Last month, April, was my birthday month. I celebrated all month. I celebrated a little bit into May, too, not gonna lie. Because, you know, it's all about me. It's all about fucking me. This is the Lucas Mateus podcast. This isn't the Joe Rogan experience. This isn't the fucking the Dave Chappelle experience. I don't know if he's got a podcast. This isn't the fucking... Cardi B experience. This isn't the Bill Burr. This isn't anybody's experience. This is Lucas Mateus, just the essentials. Okay? Lucas Mateus, just the essentials. You know, it's a great podcast. For those of you who are new to the podcast, welcome. Fucking welcome. This is a treat to have you. This is one of the best podcasts out there. Billions of listeners, universe wide, you know. Rogan and all these other people want to talk about, you know, how they got the biggest podcast in the world. That's great. Good for you. Okay? There's people in other universes listening to my music or my podcast. Whatever it is I'm putting out there, they're listening to it. Trust me, okay? Why would I lie to you? I'm sitting here talking to myself. I have no reason to lie to myself. If I lie to anybody, it's going to be you. It's not going to be myself. But then I did just say, why would I lie to you? But just go with me on it, okay? Trust me. Just the Essentials is a great podcast. It's been around since COVID, you know, just like your current relationship you're in. And it's a great time. A lot of time now, it's just me by myself, you know, being a narcissist, talking to myself as if there is somebody out there, people out there, who... are like, yeah, Lucas, yeah. You recording yourself talking? Yeah. Into it. Smart idea. Keep doing it. You're not annoying. That's my idea in a perfect world. What it would be. a lot of tangents on this podcast. I'm currently cooking some taquitos. Some frozen taquitos. So you might hear the oven go off. I'm waiting for that to... you know, whole thing set. You know, look, I'm not really into the cuisine out here in Los Angeles. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know what I expected, you know, upon moving out here, like living in the Midwest and on the East Coast, like my whole life. And then coming out here, I guess I was just like, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of Mexican food. And there is a lot of Mexican food. A lot of Mexican food. And it's like, I get it. I fucking get it. We're right here on the border. So, duh. But then again, at the same time, like... I mean, stop me if I'm wrong, but any of the border states of Canada, do you guys have, like... I'm talking on the American side, but, you know, bordering Canada. Do you guys in America have Canadian food? Like, I know if you go to Canada, if you go to, like, Burger King, I don't know about McDonald's or any of the other fast food places, but I know Burger King specifically, if you go there... In Canada, they have poutine. You can get poutine fries at Burger King's in Canada. Can I get that you know, in Michigan? Huh? Can I go to Michigan, wear my fucking Michigan Wolverines hoodie and grab some legal marijuana and head to Burger King and get some poutine? I bet you can't. I'll bet you my rent. If somebody out there can figure this out for me. And I just said Michigan specifically, okay? So don't start fucking, don't message me like, oh, actually here in, does North Dakota border? It, whatever. Let's just imagine it does if it doesn't. North Dakota, you know, we got Putin. Okay, good. I did ask that first, but the bet or the money or whatever, I'll give you my whole, what I pay for rent, is if Michigan sells poutine at Burger King. Are there Burger Kings in Michigan that sell poutine? I bet there's not. Prove me wrong. If you prove me wrong, I'll give you the amount of money that I pay rent, which is a lot. It sucks. But here's the other thing. I'm probably not going to pay you. I'm definitely not going to pay you. This is just, you know, a bet. I'm just saying I'm going to bet you money, but yeah, I'm not legally, I'm not contractually obligated to this. This is a podcast. I could be lying for all you know. This could be a non-fiction. No. Fiction? This can be a fiction story. Look, if you made it this far, it's 7 minutes in. I commend you. I don't know what I'm doing. The only reason, honestly, I'm recording this is because I got one person. If you listen to the last episode, I said to people, like, you know, I kind of have a tough time just, like, sitting down and writing ideas for jokes that aren't current event related or something in the news or whatever. And so I messaged, and I sent the last podcast, I said, you know, if anybody has any ideas, just give me like a topic. Give me a topic and I'll try and come up with something. I'll come up with something. I think I said I would try and write something beforehand. And that's what I should do, because the whole idea is I want to try and like actually write a joke rather than just like think of a phrase or something and then start going. But, you know, I could also flesh it out on here. But the only reason I'm recording this podcast is because somebody did message me. Comedian in Columbus, Ohio, Steve Hinkle? Henkel? Hinkle? Steve Hinkle? I want to actually get his name right, because he's a good guy. He's a newer comedian. He was Stephen Hinkle. Hinkle. He's a newer comic that was starting to do stand-up in Columbus, Ohio, as I was moving away. So I think he started coming out and doing stand-up in, like, 2020. And he was always a super nice guy. Very new, but, you know, he had some, like, good stage presence, some funny, like, ideas and moments that he can, like, definitely develop or whatever. At least from what I remember seeing him, like I said, I only saw him for not even a year, I don't think. I don't think I knew this guy. But, and that's why he messaged me and was like, hey, you should keep recording the podcast, and then asked me for an idea, or gave me an idea to write about a joke or something. And I just, you know, like, I appreciated that there was at least one person that listened to that and was like, you know, yeah, and whatever. So, you know, recorded another episode this week. When really I could have just laid here on the couch in my underwear, watched the news, played a little GTA Online, watched a little bit more news, try to make some stupid video that, you know, 175 people are going to watch on TikTok. You know, who knows? Do something that might bomb. That's usually the name of the game. Am I right? I don't know, since I recorded last was like April 28th or something like that. It's been an eventful time, you know, not, you know, just in life here in Los Angeles. For me, just Shayna Rabani, who was on the podcast a couple of episodes ago. We sat down here. She lives out here. She's a comedian, very funny, very talented, very, very professional comedian. She's great, and she has had a couple opportunities that I was, you know, there to kind of like watch her and stuff, and it was exciting. She's from Columbus. She lives out here in LA now, but she was hosting all weekend, so she hosted like, what, six shows or something? at the Irvine Improv for Big J Okerson. I went down and saw her on Saturday, the early show, and it was great. I mean, I've done a show with Shayna where she hosted before at like a club. It was the American Comedy Club in San Diego. She hosted for Jason Banks and Kenny Mock, and I did a guest spot. But like, I didn't really get a chance to watch her host because I was like I was in the green room with Jason Banks and Kenny Mock and like some of their friends that were with them, and we were all just talking. And I mean, it's like, I think you want to think that you're gonna sit there and like watch and support your friend that's on before you, but like if you're on the show, I guess just as somebody who's maybe not a comic, I don't know who would be listening to this that's not a comic. You gotta be real fucking sick to be listening to this if you're not a comic. You know, half the time before you're going on stage, you're kind of in your own head. At least I am. You know, and I've noticed several other comics. They're kind of in their own head here and there. You know, they're either looking at their notes or they're just kind of doing whatever it is they need to do to kind of get in the mode. And for me, that's kind of like talking and hanging out with people. So I didn't really get a chance to watch her then because I was talking. But for the Big J Okerson thing, I went down there with my girlfriend, partner, whatever you guys want to call it. You know, we are in business together. We're in cahoots. My girlfriend, because I'm a man. That's my woman. And she's my friend. We went down to Irvine. It's like a 2-hour drive, you know. Got off work, fucking scrubbed the... I didn't even take a shower, so I probably smelled like chicken. Good thing Shayna didn't smell me. Went down there, watched her host for Big J. That was cool. After the show, we went back and hung out with her and Big J and his feature act that he had with him, which was these two twins called the Smash Bros. Very funny. Hung out with them, went out back, hung out with them. Big J and I were, I call him Jay now, we were both wearing Marilyn Manson shirts. Well, he had a Marilyn Manson hoodie on, and I had a Marilyn Manson shirt on. So there was a moment of bonding for like 20 seconds, and then that was about it. So, you know, I'll be signing autographs next time anybody sees me, in case, you know, you want to get that autograph early before I, you know, become the next big thing. I love how this was about Shayna's opportunities, and now it turned into me becoming the next big thing. But, you know, Shayna did a good job there hosting for Big J. That was fun. And then Monday, which would have been yesterday, Shayna did a cold open at the Hollywood Improv. For those of you who don't know what a cold open is, I didn't really know what a cold open was until I came out here to Hollywood, to LA. But a cold open is like at a club, like at the Improv or even, you know, the Comedy Store or whatever. You have the lineup, you know, you have like a headliner who goes last, right? I'm going in reverse order. You got the headliner who goes last, you have like a feature who goes in the middle, and then, you know, maybe you'll have like an opener or like a guest spot, a host, a cold open, okay? So, like, it's almost like kind of like as people are coming in. I mean, people are mostly seated. It's not like people are going to bother you as they're coming in, but there might be a couple stragglers coming in. But once people are sat down and ordered and, like, they're eating, the, you know, the DJ or whoever will announce who's coming to stage. And that was Shayna. So Shayna comes down and she did, I don't know, 5-7 minutes or something like that. And then she, like, brings up the host, and then the host takes over and, you know, does the rest of the show. So, but a cold open is just like a, you know, it's just like a little preview. It's like a little preview of being on stage. You know, the idea is the staff is watching, right? The sound guy's watching, the people that work there watching, sometimes the booker will be there watching, and so it's like a, you know, mini audition, you know, in a way. And she did a really good job, you know. I went down there for that. That was great. Met her dad. He's a nice guy. He's kind of cooler than Shayna, to be honest. I should fucking hang out with that guy. It's okay. She's not going to listen to this. I wouldn't. I don't. But no, she did a good job there. And it was a lot of fun. And it's like exciting knowing that, like, this is her hope, I guess. It's like her like moment. You know, it's like she's moving forward, she's making some steps, she's doing this, and like it's cool to see, you know, that happen. I've known a couple of people who were comedians who like have blown up, and it's cool to see, but like I wasn't really around them as it was happening. It was just kind of like I knew them, it happened, and I still know them type thing. This is like Shayna is like, you know, Shayna's the only person out here, I guess, that I would really consider and call like my friend. Like we text on a regular basis and we hang out, you know, so it's like it's cool to be there and watching this person progress. And like I've seen her since she pretty much started doing stand up, and so it's cool. And that was, I don't know, that was my week, I guess, was like running around trying to catch Shayna. It's my girlfriend, like our work schedules are all fucked up, so I don't have the access to my automobile, my car, most of the week right now. In the evening, because she has it, and I refuse to Uber for a number of reasons, but mostly the money. And then close second is just the awkwardness of being in a car with somebody. It's like, I got in the car with this guy, and he seemed like I was like, we're gonna talk maybe. He's like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, pretty good. How you doing? You know, like pretty cheery. I was like, hey, how you doing? Or you know, answering pretty good. How you doing? And he's like, good. And then that was it. And then he drove me to, you know, my destination. He had his earbud in. It's just like, you know, my girlfriend's like, yeah, I just look out the window, and I'm like, yeah, I look out the window too, but like, you know, my head's not just fixated out the window. I'm like, move my head, I itch my nose, I itch my head or something, or I like move and look, and I catch him like in the rearview mirror, and it's like weird, and he's, you know, it's just like uncomfortable. Like a cab, I can do a cab. You know what I'm saying? Like a cab is, they have the dividing window usually, and then there's usually like a screen or like some, you know, some way to like pay on your side, like on the glass or something, and there's like a screen usually, like with advertisements being played, so you can like swipe your credit card. There's shit like that, you know, to distract you. You don't feel like you're staring at the back of your driver's head, you know, but like from the side, so you see like their eye, you know, you see their fucking side eye like a goddamn gazelle on the plains of Africa. Look, I gotta put my taquitos in, so you're gonna hear a little bit of like Mexican mariachi music playing, babies crying, but it's just me making taquitos, and I'm not even making taquitos, I'm just pulling them out of the freezer, putting them on a pan, and placing them in the oven. And this has been Cooking in the Kitchen with Lucas. Thank you for joining. I do love cooking shows. My favorite cooking show is Chopped. Okay, and this is, I wanna share with you guys an idea I have for like a sketch. Or, you know, some sort of like a video or whatever. I think it'd be a great idea. Every time I mention this to somebody, they don't think it's funny. And it really hurts my feelings because I think it's hilarious. The show Chopped, right? We all love Chopped. For those of you who don't know what Chopped is, it's a cooking competition show. You have, what, four chefs and, like, three judges. And the chefs are just, you know, random people that work at kitchens around, America or whatever, around the world. And they get a basket ingredient. Right, everybody gets the same basket with the same ingredients in it, and they don't know what the ingredients are. They open it up, and the ingredients are like, you know, stuff that don't make any sense. You know what I mean? It's like frozen taquito, beef jerky, protein bar, and instant gravy. And you're supposed to like make a dessert with that, you know, or some nonsense. So, you know, you only have like X amount of time, so they're running around the kitchen and they're making crazy shit and whatever, and you gotta plate it and then the judge test it and everything. And one of the like rules in the competition is you have to use all the basket ingredients, right? Now, occasionally some people will make a dish that's like so good and they accidentally left out a basket ingredient and they'll still advance, you know, which I think is bullshit. I think that's complete bullshit because the rules are rule. And if you don't fucking have the goddamn basket ingredients, you're out of there, sister, okay? Pack up your shit and leave. Take your fucking funny chef hat and get the hell out of here. That's the way it should be, right? But occasionally, they get by without doing one of the basket ingredients. So that's what gave me my idea for like a sketch, which would be a knockoff, a spoof of a Chopped episode. Have all the I'll have four contestants, and then the one chef that's going to win. There's three rounds, right? There's the appetizer round, entree round, and dessert round. They run all three rounds. They win the whole thing, clean sweep, and they never use a single basket ingredient. No? They open up the basket, right? They got the fucking taquitos, the beef jerky, the brown gravy, the protein bar, and they're just like, no, I'm not going to use this. And they just, like, shove it aside, and they go into, because, like, you know, Chopped, they have, like, a kitchen full of stuff. So it's like, you use the basket ingredients, but you use other stuff in the kitchen to create your thing, right? So they just go to the pantry and just make something so good that the judge is just like, wow, I can't even. You used not a single basket ingredient. You didn't follow the rules at all. But your food is so good, and the rest of these people's food is such ass. They go ahead. You know what? This was the appetizer round, but we're not even gonna wait for the dessert round. You just won, okay? Did you feed us cum? Is this golden cum? This is the most delicious thing. Not that I know what cum tastes like, but you know what I'm saying, like, you know. So I think it's a hilarious idea. Any of you, you know, actors or film people out there that listen might wanna be like, wow, that's a hilarious idea. I'd like to steal it. Don't steal it, okay? Let's just work on it together. Let's just do it together, you know? If we make any money off it, let's just split it. What are you being so greedy for, you know? We're friends. And if you steal it, you know, that's just wrong. I'll spit on you. But, you know, that's that, man. I tell you, sitting here recording a podcast, trying to do like a half hour or an hour or something is really nuts. I was talking earlier about Steve Hinkle and, you know, saying that he wrote in with ideas, or not an idea, but he had, you know, just something that he wanted to see if I could write a joke for, because I think he's trying to come up with something funny for it. I told him I would try to think of something. I was like, whatever I come up with, it's yours if you want it, you know, like, whatever kind of adaptation you want, if you like it. I have no idea, but he had the idea of talking about women, Huimon, chewing tobacco. And here's what I have to say to you, Steve. The fact that you're like, dude, women chewing tobacco is fucking nuts, right? That just shows me that you're not progressive enough, okay? Now, Steve Hinkle, he has long hair, right? He has like long, like flowing, like beautiful hair. So you would think, and you look at him, he's got like jeans on, you know, you think, oh, this guy, man, he's a progressive dude, right? But the fact that you're shocked that women like chewing tobacco? Come on, you don't think a woman likes to ding, like spit into the platoon, or the, what's it called? The platoon? The spit platoon? The spit, I don't know. Look, Steve, I don't know. I'm just fucking with you. Women chewing tobacco. I mean, let's be honest, okay? It gives them something to keep their mouth busy with, okay? So they're not always fucking yapping in your fucking ear. You know what I mean? Right, fellas? I tell my girlfriend all the time that, like, her hole just needs to be less flappy. That she's always flapping her hole. Referring to her mouth. She thinks it's hilarious. You guys probably listen to this, like, wow, you tell your girlfriend to shut her hole. And I mean, yeah, and you know why? You know where this started? Because we both love, my girlfriend and I both love the movie Titanic, right? Classic James Cameron movie. Wouldn't it be awesome if there was like aliens and Terminators in that movie? You know, fucking killing Leonardo, like the liquid Terminator fucking does one of those sword arms right through Leonardo DiCaprio's fucking skull when he's standing on the edge of the boat. I'm the king of the world. I'm the king of the... That was the Terminator sound from Terminator 2. Women... What was I just fucking saying about woman chewing tobacco day? Fuck, man. Sorry, Steve. Look, women chewing tobacco... talking about why I like to say... Tell my girlfriend to shut her hole. To shut her flappy hole. We both love Titanic, you know? And at the end of Titanic, I don't know if you guys remember, but like when the boat has sunk, spoiler alert, you know, they're floating, the people who have survived, they're in lifeboats, like the fucking two people that are in the lifeboats, they're like floating around, and, you know, all the people are drowning, and the boats are away from the people drowning because they don't want to go over there, because they don't want everybody to like swarm the boat and capsize the boats, you know? They're panicking, they don't know what to do. They're cowards. And so they're like sitting there, and there's the one lady who's on the boat, who's like the one in the movie who's like, she's like new money, so like she's kind of like hillbilly, and like all the other rich people don't really respect her, but she's like, why aren't we going back there? Come on, y'all, those are your people, those are your men, you're just gonna let them drown or whatever. And the guy that works for fucking the Titanic boat or whatever, the crew member guy who's manning the lifeboat, he's like, if you don't shut that hole in your face. And we love that part. You know, so it's like started out of love. You know what I mean? It's all out of love. It's all out of Titanic and how beautiful that movie is. And my girlfriend and I both laughing our asses off when the British guy goes, if you don't shut that hole in your face. It's great, man, and that's love, okay? Telling your girlfriend to shut her flappy fucking hole, it's love. It's love. Sometimes she'll be, like, talking, like, so much during a show that I'll just, like, reach over, and I'll just, like, pinch her lips shut. Just, I'll catch them as she's talking, I'll just be like, whoop. And because, like, she just talks during the movie. About the movie, yeah, I mean, it's, like, relevant, I guess, but it's, like, sometimes I literally have to rewind the movie. Or the show, or whatever they're watching, because I don't hear what's being said. Because my girlfriend's just yelling. She's just, like, yelling and talking and screaming about whatever's on TV, or crying about whatever's on TV. It's just, like, she's the most, like, emotional person to watch TV with. I mean, she's black. I didn't want to say it, but you guys are going to be like, wow, that's racist. But, I mean, she's black. So, it's, like, the stereotype of a black person screaming at like a scary movie or something like that. That's true for me. I'm not gonna say the stereotype is true. It's true in my life. Any movie I go see with her, any TV show, it doesn't have to be a scary movie. There's just a moment where there's like a dog that walks by, or somebody does the wrong thing, or says the wrong what. She yells. What the fuck? She yells. She yells the N-word. She screams. It's like. I mean, I can't say anything about it, right? I mean, the fact that I'm talking about it right now on the podcast probably upsets everybody. Like, oh my God. And, you know, it's a good thing that nobody listens to this. And hopefully, as, like, things are taking off for Shayna, hopefully nothing takes off for me. Because knowing me, knowing my luck, I'll start making it. I'll start getting work. I'll start getting a name out there for myself. Things will start to pop. And then somebody will go through an old podcast or old whatever and be like, oh, you said this, you did that, you said that. And then my career's over. So I've always tried to get it out in front of it, though, by letting everybody know I am kind of a piece of shit. So hopefully that gives me a little wiggle room in the cancelization world. Or hopefully I just never get successful or famous. That way I don't have to worry about anybody ever canceling me. You ever think of that? Like, people that worry about that kind of shit, like, oh, I probably shouldn't send this dick pic. It might come back to haunt me and I'll get canceled. It's like, dude, nobody knows you, you know? You don't even have an Instagram. Well, you do. You just have a picture of one picture so you can lurk girls' Instagrams. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, there's nothing to cancel, right? I don't know if I came up with anything to help you there, Steve. About women chewing tobacco. I've never chewed tobacco myself. So I guess maybe I'm a woman, you know? Well, I mean, the angle you can take here with women chewing tobacco is maybe you could, like, talk about how you're turned on by it. I don't know. I mean, are you turned on by it? Like, what is your take on it? I guess the whole point of this exercise was you sending me something so I could try and write a joke. But I'll be honest, you just, Steve messaged me and told me to keep recording the podcast and stuff and asked me, or told me the chewing tobacco thing that he wanted me to write, like, yesterday, I think, on Monday, and I was out watching Shane at the Improv, and I didn't write anything, and then I worked all day today. So, I guess I could have waited, but this is my only day really alone that I'm gonna have, and I like to record my podcast alone, so, because you never know what's gonna be said. I like to record alone when my girlfriend's not here. Well, like, my girlfriend's always, like, she's not the most supportive. I don't mean she's not supportive in the sense of, like, she doesn't want me to be doing what I'm doing. She loves that I'm doing the things I'm doing, chasing my dreams or whatever. She just lives with this, and she lives with me 24/7. You know, like, I'm not, like, me recording this podcast, this isn't, like, putting on an act. This isn't everything I'm rambling on about. This isn't, like, oh, this is Lucas on a podcast. No, this is Lucas, like, standing in the kitchen living life every day. And when you live with it, it's not fun to be around anymore. And apparently it's not fun to you guys either, because one person listens to it. But you know what I mean? So she doesn't care, you know? And so with that being said, it's like, I don't want to sit here and record a podcast while she's here. When she's here, it's like our time to hang out and be together and do stuff and talk and laugh and, you know, whatever. And then when I'm by myself, you know, I'll make a TikTok video that nobody likes, you know? I'll record a podcast that one person listens to. I'll do stuff like that annoys, you know, 99.9% of society. And that's just the way it goes. Steve, sorry about I couldn't really come up with a joke. Tell you what, I'll message you something. You know, for the listeners, if you're listening to this, you're like, well, we wanted to hear the joke, you fucking shitty comedian. Exactly. Okay? That's why I didn't host for Jay, all weekend, okay? That's why I didn't go to the Improv and have a cold open, okay? Wow, Lucas, this is really depressing and sad. Yeah, I know, okay? Good thing you're not living it. Good thing your life is all fucking, you know, great happiness and, you know, videos of you and your happiness, or pictures of you and your happiness. That's great, okay? I'm really rambling and stretching here at this point. So I think it's best to just fucking put this podcast out of his misery. Not the podcast, but put this episode out of his misery and myself. I'm going to go eat my taquitos. I'm still here in Los Angeles. I'm still doing comedy. I'm still on Instagram. I'm still on Twitter. I'm still on TikTok. I'm still on Facebook. Let's just do it, okay? Follow me. Like everything I post. And let's just have a good time on social media. Because that's what the world means. Goodbye. Don't die.